The tax break comes at a time when the shaky economy can give some investors the jitters. Laura Strong is president of a Madison biotech company called Quintessence. It develops cancer therapies. Strong says both venture capital firms and angel investors are looking closely at where they're putting their money.
The numbers aren't as strong as they have been in the past in terms of dollars being invested, but certainly there's still activity there.
To bolster the burgeoning biotech industry during a time of recession, Wisconsin lawmakers approved a threefold increase in an existing tax credit program that was part of a budget adjustment and stimulus bill Governor Doyle signed in February. Strong's company is one of the first to benefit from expansion of the investor tax credit program. She says this help from government officials will allow more kinds of biotech companies to benefit.
Expanded what the definition of a qualified new business venture was. They also increased the ceiling or the limit for individual companies, so increasing the ability of each company to raise funds.
A trade group for the industry, BioForward, says there are more than 600 biotech companies in Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.